Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Beck, and today I will be reading Filling Your Tank, written by Carrie Stageberg. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today. I thank you that it is an absolute gift from you, and I pray that you would open up our eyes to see and our ears to hear where you're working, not only in each one of us today, but in our families. And I pray that you would guide us into cooperating with you through the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that the words of our mouths and the thoughts in our spirits would be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would pour out your wisdom and discernment upon each one of us, filling us with your love, your joy, your energy, and your perfect patience as we parent our sweet children who are such a gift from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture verse today comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, which says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." A poignant quote from Andrew Murray says, "However strong the branch becomes, however far away it reaches, all its beauty and all its fruitfulness ever depend upon the one point of contact where it grows out of the vine. So be it with us too." Filling your tank. Have you ever been going through life thinking everything is great when you suddenly realize there is a big problem? Ladies, I recently had that exact experience. My husband Joey and I were getting ready to order takeout for the third night in a row. We had been too busy to get groceries, and honestly, an empty fridge was becoming the norm at our house. I was about to place the order when Joey asked, "Carrie, how did we get so busy that we don't even have food in our fridge?" I was surprised by his question, and honestly, I didn't have an answer. He continued, "I feel so drained. Don't you feel empty? Like we are just going through the motions and missing important things that make our lives joyful and healthy?" I was stunned, but as I processed his question, I realized he was right. It had been a busy season. While we made our marriage a priority, we failed to make things like time with Jesus, friends, or even healthy eating a priority. I had assumed things would slow down, but months had gone by, and it was just getting more hectic. This left Joey and me feeling frustrated and at the end of our ropes most days. Not the best way to spend life as newlyweds. While I thought about Joey's question, the Lord gave me a picture to help me understand what was happening. I'd love to share it with you. In the picture, I had just been given my dream car. I was so excited that I drove that car everywhere. I watched as the gas gauge on the car indicated the fuel level was getting lower and lower. But every time I passed a gas station, I decided I could go a little bit further without filling up. After all, I didn't want to be late for my next adventure. However, a few weeks later, while I was driving, the car began to make a sickening clunking noise and slowly chugged its way to a stop. I had run out of gas. A man stopped to help me, but he only had a little can of gas with him. I gladly accepted it and was on my way again in no time. I drove past another gas station, but again chose not to stop. After all, the car was working, right? On and on it went. The car would work for a while, but I frequently found myself either filling up at the last minute or running out of gas on the road. Are you with me? Reread John 15, verse 5. When Christ is talking about himself as the vine and us, the branches, this is what he means. Just like the car is designed to need fuel to run and operate, Jesus also designed each of us to need Him to operate optimally. We have a choice to go to Him when our tank is 3/4 full, 1/2 empty, or when we are completely broken down on the side of the road. We can live by the Spirit or by the flesh. What does this mean for us? I don't know about y'all, but that night I had a huge wake-up call to stop and take time to abide in the Lord. Without abiding, I was a grouchy, irritable, impatient, frustrated, unsatisfied, ungrateful, and unloving version of myself, and it was rubbing off on Joey and those I love most. The great news is, abiding doesn't have to take hours. Some days we may only have 5 minutes to connect with Him, and that's okay. Let's read the short devotional app on our phones before getting out of bed, or talk to Him while doing the dishes, or listen to worship music or a podcast in the car. It's the act of turning to Him in small moments, continually throughout the day, that actually allows us to be the moms, wives, and women we want to be. To truly love our families well, we have to be connected to the source that gives us exactly what we need. Blessings and love, Carrie. Some questions to ponder today are, how full is your tank? What is one small action you can take today to fill up with the Holy Spirit? Something like listening to worship music or a podcast, reading your Bible, or taking a prayer walk? How can you find even 5 minutes each day to connect with Him? As I was asking God for wisdom for you today, before I read through Carrie's devotional, I wanted to challenge you to begin each day with worship. When you wake, before you check emails or the news or get to work, turn on Spotify worship. Something like instrumental hymns, Hillsong United Worship, or Passion Worship. When I tune in to praising God before I tune in to all the chaos of our world, my spirit fills with His peace and presence in a way that I cannot adequately describe. Whether it's playing through a speaker in my home or car, or just in my AirPods so that I can hear, as I brush my teeth and do my morning routine, I am filling my tank with adoration and focus on the One who satisfies me like nothing else can. We as moms continually pour ourselves into so many things in order to bless our families and serve those God has placed in our sphere of influence. And just as Carrie said, we cannot run on an empty tank. We will become cranky, resentful, and tired, to say the least. Does your tank need to be filled today? Join me in a quick prayer. Lord Jesus, we need You. We are so sorry for trying to do everything ourselves. We weren't designed to do this alone. We feel empty and we need You to fill us up today. Help us make time each day to abide in You. Remove the lies and distractions that keep us from turning to You as our source of strength, peace, and support. Thank You for the gift of being able to abide in You. Thank You for being the vine that provides exactly what we need in every situation. Allow us to bear fruit for Your kingdom and for our families. We love You. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening today, friend. We love you and we are praying for you. Stay strong in His mighty power, Mama.
Hello, dear one. This is Deb Weekly. I'm so excited to welcome you to our new Mothering Kit theme, The Supernatural Mom. Would you like to be a mom who is strong? Would you like to be a mom who makes wise decisions and is filled with joy? Dear one, you already have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. He is your power source to help you be strong. He is your wisdom to tell you what to do with your children. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Over at myhelpclubformoms.com, We are starting a new Mother and Kids series, and I hope you can join us. Every month, you're going to be learning how to live life in the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can create the Christ-centered home, life with your family that you've always desired.